20. Open Secrets. For a long moment, the old man just stared up at him. His face had gone completely white, except for his eyes, which had become bloody orbs. His breathing was hoarse and labored. He was shaking violently. Yet, for the time being, he still appeared to be lucid.
"What did you do for Iram Radik?"
Maul asked.
"Why won't he let you leave?"
The old inmate's lips moved, but the words they formed were too faint to hear. Blasters began firing again outside the sealed hatchway of the medbay. Leaning forward, Maul managed to catch his words.
"Egan, your son is here,"
Maul said, glancing over to where the boy lay sprawled unconscious among a pile of surgical instruments. Then he looked back at the old man, taking in the sight of his maimed leg and the ever-broadening lake of blood that surrounded him.
"But you're not going to be in any position to watch over him any longer. Not like this."
The old inmate's face tightened. Already he seemed to grasp the severity of the situation.
"I can protect him,"
Maul said,
"if you tell me what I need to know."
He leaned in again.
"What did you do for Iram Radik?"
The old man nodded. When he spoke again, his voice was husky, a forced whisper.
"Saved his life."
"Radik's?"
Another nod.
"When was this?"
20 years ago,
the old man said.
"On Lakteen Depot, near the Giju Run."
"Where is he?"
Maul asked.
"Where can I find him?
Is he here inside Coghive 7 right now?"
Hartigan's mouth trembled.
"He is."
Outside, the shouts of the guards got louder. Now the blasters outside were very close. Metal fragments were ricocheting off the inner walls, pinging and scraping into the medbay. Maul knew they'd have it open within moments. He turned, rising, and saw the older inmate's gore-streaked face gaping at him just inches away. He reached out and grabbed Maul's wrist. Somehow, beaten almost to death and missing a leg, the old man had still managed to marshal his strength.
"Where is he now?"
Maul asked. The old man gaped at him, forcing the words out through sheer determination.
"Egan,"
he said.
"Egan knows everything."
Before Maul could ask again, there was a sharp click, followed by a humming noise as power came back on. Overhead fluorescence shuddered through the medbay around them, their intensity revealing the true ruin of the old man's face.
"Hold it right there!"
a guard's voice shouted. The doors slid open as guards burst into the room, blasters at the ready, flanking it on either side. Maul heard guards' boots thumping toward him as they knocked him to his knees, grabbed his arms, and pinned them behind his back. He started to stand up and felt the unmistakable hot metal ring of a recently discharged blaster barrel pressing against the back of his skull.
"Don't move, maggot!"
the guard behind him said.
"We've got orders to take you directly to the warden."
The hot steel nudged harder against his skin.
"But that doesn't mean you might not have a nasty accident along the way."
Maul growled. Only then did he turn and glance back at the old man, who lay in a heap less than a meter away.
"Egan knows everything."
"Let's go," the guard said. "Now!"
Maul turned his gaze from the old man and rose slowly to his feet to follow the guards out through the hatchway into the open corridor beyond.